Misty, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Thank you so much for calling, dear. I really appreciate it. And just for the sake of full disclosure, for all of you listeners out there, Misty is a patient of mine. And Misty, how did you actually come to me in the first place?
I heard you on the radio.
You heard me on the radio. And when you came into the office, and when we first talked about you got your evaluation, right?
I did.
And was it a pain?
I won the little quiz.
That's right. You won the quiz. That's right. Yeah. You were a quiz winner. That's right. And you won the quiz, and you came in, and you got your winnings. You came in and picked up your winnings and made your appointment and came in. Was the evaluation painful?
No, not at all. Not invasive.
Was it confusing?
Not particularly.
And was there anything about it that was surprising to you?
It was a little. Well, I wasn't a real believer in the beginning. You know that.
I know. Well, that's what I'm trying to. I'm just trying to squeeze it out of you without.
I was pretty skeptical.
You were downright skeptical.
But yes, I was.
But there was something about it. There was something about it that kind of sort of, you know, at least inspired you to go for it. What was that?
Well, I didn't have anything to lose. Except for the pain and everything that was going on with me,
which was if you would share.
Well, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia. That's what caught my attention in the first place.
Uh-huh.
You said something about fibromyalgia,
right?
And I was having a lot of stomach problems, bloating, pain. I've been scoped and had an irritated esophagus. The doctors wanted to give me drugs to deal with that. But why? Why did I have an irritated esophagus?
Right.
Why was I bloated all the time? Why was I constipated all the time?
Right.
Why did I hurt so bad?
Yeah, it was like, what is the root cause of this?
Well, yeah, exactly. And you know, I've come to the conclusion that when they say you have fibromyalgia, that's just a label they put on unexplained pain.
On unexplained pain, that's what you were saying?
That's my conclusion.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
They don't know.
Well, and if they don't put a label on, they don't get paid.
Yeah.
See, because if you use the insurance, you know, reimbursement system, you know, you have to actually apply a label to somebody, otherwise known as a diagnosis, which is accepted by the insurance companies to actually get paid.
Right.
So... fibromyalgia was actually something that was, you know, kind of put together, you know, in the, you know, at the boardroom, you know, by various folks, various people to, you know, someone like you would come in and you'd have all these symptoms, and then they'd look at 10 people like you or 1,000 people like you, and they'd notice that all of these symptoms were, you know, had some commonality, and they put all that together and they named it fibromyalgia. But the bottom line is you're absolutely correct. It is a label. It is. It has no life of its own. Just a lot of symptoms that, unfortunately, many people are experiencing, and you know that.
Oh yeah, I have a cousin who came up to me at a wedding last weekend, and she knew that I was doing some things differently, and she knew that I was feeling better, and she had just been diagnosed with fibromyalgia.
Yeah, another one. One of the many. You know, hundreds of thousands, I think, perhaps, maybe even millions
right.
out there.
Right. So she was wanting to talk to me about what I, you know, what I was doing.
So we did the evaluation, and basically what I gave you was a what I called a nutritional healing program, which consisted of some dietary changes and some supplements or herbs or whatever were necessary to handle what I referred to as the barriers to healing.
Right.
And we found things on you such as?
Well, of course, you took me off sugar totally.
Yeah.
Which was not a major problem for me because I wasn't a big sugar fiend to start with.
Right.
So I didn't have a lot of trouble with that. I'd already been doing gluten-free, but you took me off of all grains.
Yeah, instead of just the wheat or the...
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had to change that. Which, you know, I love bread. Good bread is wonderful.
You and me both.
Yeah, yeah. But it wasn't as bad as I thought. And, you know, all in all, it hasn't been that difficult. Fortunately, I can still eat dairy and I can still eat some rice. So that's not been a big thing.
Right.
But what continued to be a problem for me was the fruit sugars.
Oh, especially during the summer, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, cherry season was at full tilt. My cherry tree was just loaded. I couldn't eat them. Nasty man, you.
Yeah. But you were also, even though, you know, you had made those changes, and you began to see some improvements pretty much right away.
Improvement right away.
Right, but there were some nagging issues.
And there is still some of that.
Right.
And it's not totally gone away.
And especially because, you know, whenever you sort of accidentally come in contact with some of the food you're not supposed to, or a chemical or something like that, right?
Well, yeah. You know, sorting through everything has been a real challenge, because if you, you know, start reading labels, and even if it doesn't say that there's something in it that you can't have, it still may have been contaminated with it, and you inadvertently get it.
Right, and that is the dilemma of living in a, you know, in a world of, you know, pretty much, you know, packaged and dead foods, and also the processing of foods. You basically, I mean, you know, if you have a system that's set up to support growing as much genetically modified corn and soy as possible, you've got to use that somewhere. Otherwise, you know, what's the point? So food companies, chemical companies, et cetera, find as many ways as they can take soy and food either in and of itself or take it apart to utilize it. And it ends up in so many things. So,
well, it's in almost everything.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
But it is amazing. It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
It is. It's got to be the cheapest thing that they use as filler, and so
precisely.
They put it in everything.
Yeah, it's called. Yeah, that's exactly right. It's the cheapest thing around because it's the most plentiful. So for one of the things we got you to do was really focus on fresh foods, didn't we?
Oh yeah.
Fresh foods. Now,
lots of fresh vegetables, protein. You know, I eat more meat now than I did before. But the most interesting part has been the amount of fat in my diet.
Oh, yes. We increased it, didn't we?
Well, yeah. One of the things that I said to you, you know, after I'd been on for maybe a week is, I'm hungry. And you said, well, you're not getting enough fat. And
right. And
that was really true. You know, we're so tuned into keeping low-fat diets that it was a totally foreign thing to start adding fat into my diet.
That's because low fat is a lie, and that's the truth. That's the research, the real research, and also the clinical reality of what's going on. So many problems, certainly so many emotional problems, and so many you know, body aches and pains and joint aches. It's all about not having enough high quality saturated as well as unsaturated fats.
Mm-hmm.
Is really what it amounts to. And your clinical experience proved that, didn't it?
It did. You know, as soon as I started adding more fat, I wasn't hungry anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And did you lose any weight as a side effect of this?
I did. I lost, and I wasn't heavy by any stretch.
True.
But I lost about 12 pounds.
12 pounds. I'm so sorry.
4 months. I mean, it just dropped off.
Yeah, it just dropped off because you're... Yeah. That's exactly right. It just dropped off because you actually started to eat for you, for your body. Wasn't that one of the biggest sort of learning experiences throughout this, Misty?
Well, it was so interesting because, you know, I've always known that I needed my protein. I've always known that. And getting enough protein was always important. And this just confirmed it, that I really needed it. And, you know, and I, you know, now if I get into something that that my body doesn't, it tells me.
Right. That's exactly right. Your body tells you. If you get into something that is going to, well, sometimes it may even create some symptoms of some sort, right?
Yeah.
And then you know immediately.
I know immediately.
Which is pretty cool. I mean, you know, it puts you back into control. And if you can't figure it out, then you can always come and we can figure it out.
Right.
Now, one of the things, I remember you had an experience, and this involved a chronic neck and shoulder pain.
Yeah, right shoulder.
Can you talk about that? Can you actually, we've got to take a quick break here. Can you hold on?
Okay.
Would you do that? And if you do get cut off for some reason, just give us a call back, because I really want people out there to hear this. This was such a cool moment and such an educational moment for both of us. So will you hold on?
Okay.
Great.